first impressions upon your arrival? Who'd you get to meet? Your interactions with the organization? What's it been like over the past few minutes, hours, however long you've been here?
Yeah, it's been great. Met about everybody. D-line coach, DC, head coach, owner, GM. Just getting to know everybody, you know, feeling the family vibe already. You know, I kind of feel like this is, like, exactly what I was looking for.
What was it like being here with your mom, like, getting to go through all this?
Oh, it was great, man. You know, we didn't really get a chance to visit colleges because of COVID. So, you know, just having the chance to, you know, do this, you know, share it with her, you know, I couldn't ask for anybody better to share it with. Man, it's crazy. 1 minute, you ain't got a dream to go to the NFL. The next minute, you and you're a Buffalo Bill. So, no, it's just surreal. Hearing my name called, getting that phone call, just the emotions were everywhere.
I know you've been doing a lot today, going around the building and everything, but have you been following the draft, seeing that, like, they've been continuing to build on defense a bit? Like, what has that been like, just watching who will be in your draft class?
Yeah, I seen they got Deion Walker. I called him immediately. Me and Deion, we grew a kind of relationship. You know, at the Senior Bowl and the Combine, you know, we was the first group out at the Senior Bowl. And we was like, man, could you imagine this duo? And now we're getting it, and it's just crazy, you know, how life works. And seeing my boy Tonk go, Tonka Hemingway, Cal Kennard, just happy for them guys, man. Like, I know everything we done been through, everything they done been through, all the work we done put in just for this moment right here.
One of the things that Brandon talked about yesterday was envisioning you on third down with Ed Oliver. When you start to think about what that could look like, what does it look like?
I know that slide not coming my way with Big Ed over there. You know, a lot of double teams these past few years, you know, they all on him now. You know, happy to get my one-on-ones again.
Play high school basketball. How much did that help you in football?
I feel like it helped a lot, actually. Just being, like, more athletic than, you know, guys in my position. You know, being able to move, you know, laterally, vertical, wherever I got to go, whatever I got to do to get the job done. You know, just my hands, feeling like, you know, dribbling the ball. I felt like something like that coordinated because I, you know, had no technique, and my technique just kind of just kept improving every year.
Did you have any offers in basketball, like early offers to your junior high school or anything?
Like, nah, yeah, so my junior year, I started talking to, like, some mid-major schools, just some interest they were showing in me. But, like, as soon as we was having conversations, like, South Carolina offered me in football, and they all just told me, like, you're a football player, so.
So, hockey, yeah, I mean, tell us a little more about that. So, you, like, your freshman and sophomore year of high school, basketball was your number one sport,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, sir.
And how did that, like, when, and so why didn't you start playing football until your junior year, and how did that all transition all happen?
Yeah, one of my best friends, Kaheem Bathe, he was trying to get me out there every year, from 8th grade summer to 10th grade summer, every year, just, come on, man, you know, you can come play football, you know, be the difference maker on the team. And I'm like, bro, I don't even, like, what you mean? How can I help? And I know first year they won one game, the second year they won one game, and when he got me out there, my first year playing, we won 7. And he was all in my ear, like, I told you so. And I wasn't really trying to hear that, but, hey, he might have told me so.
So what was his name again?
Kaheem Bathe.
Kaheem.
Yes, sir.
And how
do
you spell Kaheem?
It's K-Y-H. He's going to get mad at me if I misspell it. It's K-Y-H.
E-I-M.
I want to say E-I-M.
What's his last name?
Bathe.
B-E-D-E-T?
B-E-T-H-E-A.
Okay.
Yeah, he's playing at Newberry College right now.
Were you a center, a 5, a power 4?
Yeah, you can say that, but it wasn't like I was just a pure, mainly post-up rebound guy. You know, I felt like I was more Nikola Jokic, you know, I like to call it.
How much was you weighing around that time?
I was not this, I can tell you that. I was around, like, maybe, like, 220, 215, 225 maybe, yeah.
TJ, one of your former college coaches is now the head coach here at the University of Buffalo, Pete Lembo. I already texted with him. He said he's already reached out to you and said we have to hook up. What
well,
you know about Coach Lembo being here and how cool is that that you have a great resource here in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, Coach Pistol Pete, man. Glad to be back in the same area with him. When he was at South Carolina, he was a great coach. I mean, he had me invested in special teams. I never even thought about it. Like, just the things he did with his schemes, he always made it fun, you know, entertaining for something you could enjoy. Like, it didn't feel like a hassle. And just him being out here, I know he just had a great season, first year at Buffalo, and just hope he continued that success, and, you know, hope to chop it up with him soon.
And how much has that maybe helped you think about being able to contribute on special teams at the NFL level?
Yeah, I just know one thing. If I do play special teams, it'll be all credit to Coach Lembo on everything, you know, he taught me.
TJ, I'm sure the last 24 hours, like you said, have been a whirlwind. To realize that the Bills traded up for you, like pretty substantially, what does that mean to you? Because clearly they made it a point to come get you.
Yeah, I remember when I got the call, I was looking at the board and it said Chicago was next, but the phone said Buffalo, New York, so I was kind of confused at first. And he was like, yeah, we're trading up to get you. So at the time, I didn't realize, like, how crazy that was until I seen what all they traded, like, took, like, three picks for another three picks and then kind of just move up and get me, kind of just show me, like, you know, they believe in me and, you know, organization believe in you like that to be able to trade up and get you. You know, you got to repay that, you know, work your balls off every day. Excuse my language.
Hey, TJ, a lot of guys would switch their commitment after the head coach gets fired, like in your situation. Why was it important to stick with South Carolina when they moved on the Beamer?
I just want to have a conversation with him, you know, to see what he was all about. You know, we had a new coaching change, but I wasn't going to let that really affect my decision at the time. You know, wanted to see what Coach Beamer could do. You know, and I'm happy I stuck around for these last 4 years. You know, I left my program better than I found it. You know, I'm proud of that.
What did you hear during the process, like your conversations with Coach West and Sean and Brandon, about the opportunity to develop in this program?
For one, I know they got me around a bunch of great guys, you know, on the D-line. You know, just got, you know, Dion, got Max out the draft, Landon. You know, just guys that I know are just ball players, hard workers, and guys that I can come in. You know, we can kind of help each other, you know, continue to get better. You know, I appreciate it.
When we Zoomed Dion today, he was tripping at you a little bit. He said there was going to be a big bonding between SEC guys except for you.
Oh, Dion said that?
I got the quote sheet up right here.
Oh, yeah, I got to talk to him about that. I got to talk to him about that.
It was all up.
Have you always gone by TJ? I mean, your first name is Tenari.
Tenari.
Mm-hmm. But it's always TJ.
Yeah, it only started in, like, early, like, Easterland primary schools, like, schools back then. My teachers could never pronounce my name right. And so I just told them, just call me TJ.
And your mom, what's her name?
Letitia.
What's it like to be part of a draft class that is very heavy on defense and has a chance to really transform in the long term, you know, what this represent in the long term, what this defense is like, is going to look like?
Yeah, first four was defensive guys. I really didn't see first five being defensive guys, you know, trying to just, you know, make a stand on defense, making sure, like, defense is, like, one of our best areas on the team, and, you know, make sure we're all understanding that, you know, it's going to be a lot of competition. For one, you know, we got a bunch of great guys, and, you know, we all just here to work, continue to get better, and, you know, we all got one ultimate goal. Nobody on the team that I have a relationship with now. But, you know, I am a little excited to meet the MVP.
who would you compare your game to that's in the NFL?
That's a good question. Honestly, I don't know. Like, just the guys I've been watching, you know, just trying to find someone, you know, to a similar type of play style, maybe body type to me, you know, kind of try to just go from there. But at this moment, I have no clue.
What is it about Josh? I mean, the attraction with this one?
Yeah, just for one, just the work he's been doing, you know, the past few years, you know, just being a guy, just a fan, just watching from afar, just seeing, like, the talent, being able to run, being able to throw from 1 to 100, I mean, it's special. I mean, we don't really see too many guys like that in this league. And, you know, just being able to play with him, you know, I'm ready to get to it with him.
Has he reached out to you?
He ain't reached out to me yet.
TJ, have you had a chance to kind of see how these seasons are ended for Buffalo against Kansas City? If so, what do you think you can bring this defense that they've been missing in January?
Just, you know, someone who can come in, you know, come in and be a playmaker, you know, someone who can get those crucial stops, you know, in time of need, you know, just force pressure on the quarterback, you know, whenever things just seem like he's getting too comfortable back there. And, you know, just hoping I can come in, you know, impact the game towards winning.
What do you know about Bills Mafia, Bills fans? Everybody says it's kind of like a college environment, mm-hmm. Especially the South here, as compared to a lot of cities. What do you know about it, looking at it from afar?
That's the main thing I've been hearing is kind of like a college town. You know, everybody here is Bills Mafia. You know, I'm ready to be a part of, you know, see what it's all about.
TJ, you're from South Carolina, played college football at South Carolina. Now you move to Buffalo. What does this next phase of your life represent? Not just just as a, your growth as a football player, but your growth as a man?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting, you know, to say the least. Being able to get out of South Carolina, you know, been there 21 years, you know, like I said, just exciting. Being able to go somewhere else, live somewhere else, you know, play for somewhere else, and just taking it all in, you know, one day at a time.
You have a lot of family members at your draft party. Do you envision those family members coming up to Buffalo frequently?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
The draft process can be so long. I mean, you start at the Senior Bowl, and it kind of every step of the process. Was there anything this week thinking about what it was going to be like draft week and getting up to yesterday? Did anything surprise you?
Surprise me? Not that I can really think about. You know, I'm just happy I got that call, man. Like, that's just life-changing, you know.
What was that call like? I mean, afterwards, we see you just, you know, you just really broke down and just had a moment to yourself. Just care to talk about, you know, that emotion and, you know, what was really going on in your mind at that point?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's just what everybody works for, man. All them practices where, you know, you feel like you might not feel it today. All the workouts where, you know, you might not be feeling it today and you go in there and you still do the extra mile. I feel like this is what it's all for, you know, getting here to this level, you know, and be able to put it on the biggest stage, you know, to show that you belong.